רבים עוסקים בשאלה. Many svarim the question to ask. מדוע בחנוכה, למרות השמחה, אין מצווה מיוחדת לאכול? We just learned there's no specific halacha that you have to have a meal on Hanukkah. Shelo kishar chagim, which is unique. Every other holiday, we have a mitzvah to eat, except for Hanukkah. Okay? Of course, like we said, the Ramah says, oh, if you go out of your way and you make Divrei Torah and you sing, so it becomes a mitzvah meal.
You can do that any day.
But you can do that any day. So why do we not have an obligation to sit down and have bread and have wine like every other Suda? B'chanukah, rak im ochlim b'sharim or mid Divrei Torah is a Suda's mitzvah. But ain't mitzvah b'etzem achila. M'kulam onim, Chanukah urak or. And everyone answers, Chanukah is light. Lo'odot la'alel l'shimcha gadol. To thank Hashem and to praise Hashem for His great name. First of all, you have to know that God wants us to eat. And God commanded us, saying, from all of the trees you should certainly eat. The first mitzvah upon mankind is to eat. Even if we would have only eaten from the tree of life, not from the tree of knowledge, we still would have eaten once in a while. But maybe we'd eat like once every 100 years. But that would be a madua. Why?
Then there wouldn't be Pesach. There wouldn't be
any. Let's see. I have doubt. I don't know. Let's see. Achila b'yamotachol b'me'etz adas. He says, when you're eating during the week, I am not for a mitzvah purpose. It's from the tree of knowledge. Achila b'shabbos me'etz achayim. But eating on Shabbos is from the tree of life. Why not? B'yamotachol anachnu ochlim b'nei she'anachnu mu'chachim. During the week, we eat because we have to. We ate from the tree of knowledge, and he brought us to death. Because on the day you ate from it, you shall surely die. So I have to eat a few times a day. But without that, I'll die. From the moment I stop eating and drinking, I'm already on my way out. Chas v'shalom. If I would continue this situation of not eating, I would die. Chas v'shalom. Ha'achila ra'igila zot shemimot achol, ibuchinat eitz hadas. So it's on the level of eitz hadas, my normal eating. It gives us a little bit of life for a short time, physical life. But eating from the tree of life is a different thing. On the tree of life, it's written, and you will eat it, and you will live forever. Why does the eating on Shabbos Kodesh come from the tree of life? On Shabbos and Yotzah, there's a mitzvah to eat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamash Rotzeh Shenachal. Hashem wants you to eat. I'm not eating because I have to. I'm eating for a mitzvah. My mitzvah azot. What's this mitzvah? What does it mean when God commands me to eat and to enjoy? It means that God wants me to enjoy life, to be happy. Shabbos and Yom Tov, I'm zocher to feel how much Hashem wants that I live. And so I eat and I delight for the sake of a mitzvah. Rabbi Nachman says that eating on Shabbos is a totally different type of eating than weekday eating. B'Shabbos katuv ichlu ayom, eat it today. B'Shabbos ani ochel lechvod ayom, as I'm eating for the sake of the day. Loki ani re'ev, not because I'm hungry. Loki yidei she'yeh li koch, and that's how I'll have strength. Ani ochel karega b'shvil Shabbos kodesh, I'm eating right now for Shabbos kodesh. Ani mamash to'em et ha'chaim shel Shabbos kodesh v'achilash, I'm tasting Shabbos when I'm eating this food. Gam b'Shabbos anachnu metaknim et chet ha'chila me'etz hadas, so on Shabbos we're fixing the sin of etz hadas. Also in spiritual eating, there are two types of knowledge. That which comes from the tree of knowledge and that which comes from the tree of life. Tree of knowledge is external knowledge. Ani yachol adat amon dvarim baroshali. I can know all sorts of things intellectually in my brain. Aval ze lo mamash mechaye oti, but it doesn't bring me life. Ki ze lo choder li lalev, it doesn't go into my heart. Hadat aba me'itachaim la'mat zot himleah or, but the tree of life knowledge is full of light. Hu choder et omek alev and otenet chaim, he goes to the depth of my heart and gives me life. Ani yachol lamod pasuk echad, I need to learn one pasuk. Umechayoti ad biyat Mashiach, and it's giving me life till the end of days. Give out. Du lachem. Haolam adayin shakua beit adas. The world is still in tree of knowledge. L'chora u'yodeako. We think we know everything, right? We have Wikipedia. Give out. Ava be'emes u'yodeakum. But he doesn't know anything.
Right. Shlomo wrote this before the whole Google.
Before the Google. Mamish now. We mamish. We know everything.
Yeah. Zot yedi. Start calling it instead of BCE. They start calling it BG.
For Google. Zot yedua shel choshech lo shel or, but that's knowledge of darkness. Zot yedia shel lo yoredet omek alev. It doesn't go down to your heart. Lo omek hachem, to the depths of life. Atem choshim she'olam lo yedel mashal she'asur lo tzach. You think the world doesn't know that it's usher to kill? Atem choshim she'agoyim lo yedim she'mashem osim lehem l'Yisrael davashi. You think that the terrorists don't know deep inside what they were doing to Israel, or the nations were, you know, the BDS or whatever are doing to the to Israel is wrong? They know in their brains. They're not doing anything to fix their actions. But what's knowledge of light? The voice of Hashem knocks down with fire. It's burning in your heart. Like Har Sinai was burning with fire to the heavens. And what's Chanukah? What's unique about the eating of Chanukah? Also in Chanukah, I fix the tree of life. But in a different way. But Chanukah me'ir organus. In Chanukah, it lit up the light, the hidden light. Light before sin. The light of the future. There's no eating, no drinking. El tzaddikim yoshim atratem roshem nenim mizid shchina. Tzaddikim sit around and they get pleasure out of the shchina. Shnem v'yachzu et elim yachlu v'yishtu. They look at God and it's like they're eating and drinking. Ma mechaye oti b'chanukah? What brings me life on Chanukah? Halel v'oda. Mamish nenim mizid shchina. Singing and praising. That's where we're getting life from on Chanukah. From the shchina. B'chanukah anachnu b'dargah shel eitz chayim. On Chanukah we're in such a level of tree of life. We don't need to eat. We can eat a little bit and we're full of life. Eating on Chanukah is like the tree of life. But in a different way. We eat a little bit. And we have a lot of song and thanking and praising. And this little bit of eating and a lot of singing and divrei Torah brings me life forever. So to summarize, when we're eating just so that because we're starving and we just need to put food in our body, that's bechinas chol eating. It's a das. And when we're eating, and we're eating dafka a lot, but we're eating as a way to delight, to realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, that's bechinas Shabbos. And on Chanukah we're on such a high level that we don't even need to eat so much. We don't need that even a little bit of eating, and we're already flying high because we're living off of Eitz HaChaim energy of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and just feeling the light of Hashem. So Hashem should bless us that every time we eat, we should a little bit get Hana'ah from the physical and feel how much Hashem loves us. And at the same time, a little bit, we should feel the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the light of Torah, the light of Tefillah, the light of thanking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how that energy is just as strong, if not stronger, in the light of of food. So Hashem, we should enjoy our food, but we should also enjoy the ruchnias that comes with it. It should be give us an excuse to say more Torah and to sing and to be more connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Say better bracha chrona. That should be the nekuda of the achila should be to be nene from Kadosh Baruch Hu and not just to be physical delights.